Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, here's the thing about rent. Especially because it came out yesterday. Sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you'd have so much more money if you just didn't have to pay any rent. Especially in a city like Toronto, which is like the highest rate in the country.
Oh, yeah.
So the key word to get you out of paying rent for 12 straight months is best. Because it would be the best. So BEST. And your name, 999-999. Right now. You got 5 minutes to text it to us. And we'll call you back. Pick up the phone. You're in. It's Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Sandra going to work this morning. Sandra, where do you work?
In Toronto.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Vague. Yes. All right.
Guys,
all right.
She works for the government. Yeah. Yeah. And we're not meant to know anything.
She's spying on us today.
Yep.
So listen, Sandra, congratulations. You were in the draw!
Hey!
Yay!
So you could be living rent-free for an entire year. You get $100 right now. And then I guess you just kind of get to sit back and watch everybody else sweat it out to try to get in the draw too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
And you could be just like Sandra.
Santa Claus.
Sandra in a couple of hours. If you would like to get in the draw as well. 8 o'clock this morning. Remember, you're never more than 2 hours away from a keyword on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A Toronto realtor is slightly suggesting that we do a Squid Game in order to get a home here in Toronto.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Their name is Amir Shirazi, and they're gaining attention for his billboard, which includes the circle, triangle, and square logo seen throughout the series of the hit show. If you're unfamiliar, those three symbols are basically symbolizing a way to get out of debt, where people compete to the death in order to win a large sum of money.
Yes.
So
a simple way.
He's lightly suggesting a Squid Game. He goes on to say that he isn't actually inviting people to play the game. It's just a sign. But wants to send a similar message saying, if you can't afford a home because you're in debt, he can still help you find one.
Hey, he's good. I was going through his Instagram last night, and he's good at marketing. He does a lot of stunts like this. Yeah.
Well, yeah. So in November 2020, he had another billboard out that said, "Your shorty's realtor" on it.
Yeah.
Which is pretty funny. Yeah, he went viral for that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Did now, Jax, you revealed some information this morning.
I did. I went into a portal last night.
Who did he just sign a contract with to sell a house to?
He just sold a home to Chair Girl.
The one, that's the woman who threw the chair off the balcony.
Yeah.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
Who is, cool. If you've missed it, incredibly rich now.
Yeah.
She's made really good money off of going famous for throwing a chair and endangering lives.
She's an influencer. Yeah. I know that she spent, during the pandemic, she's got, a huge following on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that she was, it'd be like the height of the pandemic and she'd be in a strip club in Atlanta, nobody with a mask on, crazy American stuff. And she was just like, I'm just not going to be in Canada. Anyway, so I guess she's buying a place now.
She follows her own dreams. That's what she does. That's what Chair Girl does. Yeah.
I remember one of the first videos we made on this show was sort of making fun of her.
Yeah.
And people didn't know us at the time. And because remember it was Destroy Your Debt?
Yeah.
And it was like, you don't have to throw a chair to get, to
get
money.
Yeah.
And people got very upset with Jax. Because Jax was dressed as her and pretending to throw a chair. Yeah. And they were very upset. And they're like, what is wrong
with you? Who is this woman?
When we first started, they disliked us more than they disliked Chair Girl. Which was really saying something.
But then they were like, wait a second, Jax is like a panda bear.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We found out today that the DuPont McDonald's, which has been open since 1978, is closing.
Oh no, where will we ever get McDonald's?
This is important to me and you know that.
If only there was 30 other places within the city where we could get chicken nuggets.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yeah, so listen.
Did they have a play place?
No, it didn't. It was just a cut and dry McDonald's. Yeah. It was a business McDonald's.
In the 70s, you were lucky to get a drive-in.
Yeah.
You had to walk inside. Yeah, you had to earn it. Yeah.
Welcome to the 1970s McDonald's. Pull up your bootstraps and quit crying about stuff.
So I was hoping Jax, who used to go there all the time.
I did. I love that place.
Every morning, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's the one you go to?
That's the one I used to go to. So because it's 24 hours and it's like, I don't know, it's pretty chill.
Okay.
Was pretty chill.
Too chill.
So Jax is going to read now a little bit of a eulogy. Hang on one sec. I'm just pulling up the proper instrumental.
Stall for time.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Because, you know, this is the only instrumental that you can play at a funeral these days. And I just hope
Sarah McLachlan.
It's not Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, Wiz Khalifa. Okay, good.
Don't worry, there's no words. Here you go.
And DuPont McDonald's. You held me when I needed to be held. You had dozens, if not thousands, of pigeons in your parking lot. You made me nervous, but also safe. All of you is gone now, Sweet Gallery Mall, and I'll miss every bit. Please come back soon. I miss the way you feel. That's it.
It's pretty short.
It's about family.
Oh, I don't know.
I think you could have worked a little harder
on
that.
What's that? I think you could have worked harder on getting the music there, Adam Wilde. All right.
Your DuPont McDonald's deserved a little bit longer than that.
Well,
I mean, like, we could have at least got to where the beat drops.
Well, I wondered if I should go into the whole Galleria area because the Gallery Mall is gone now. And you had that weird Planet Fitness in there that, like, was always half open. And then the TD Bank that was never open. And then also the FreshCo that never gave you a cart. There was never any cart. And I had the quarter. But I never had a cart.
Look, you pressed and now she's getting emotional.
Is that what you want? Yeah. I used to live in that neighborhood for like 7 years, so it was.
Can I ask something about the carts, the no-frills and the FreshCo carts? Yeah. Does the quarter save them?
No,
like,
it
do they
doesn't.
Get to keep more carts because they've got the quarter in there?
And this is an Ontario thing, I'm pretty sure, because I've never seen this anywhere else. Like, no, you want convenience, you better have a quarter.
Yo, like, no frills. You're owned by Loblaws.
Yeah,
You'll be okay.
You have the money.
You'll be okay.
Come on.
That's why I like the Loblaws and the Queen's Quay, because it didn't have any, you didn't have to pay for the cart.
Oh, you don't have to at most,
at most places.
What?
Just
I thought I found the one spot on earth.
No.
I've been going there for 6 years.
No frills. Yeah. Just no frills.
Cool.
Yeah. That's the frill right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, goodbye to that McDonald's.
I love, and they were so nice.
They were.
Yeah, they were really nice there.
The one thing that would bother Jax, and I always love this, is that they would be their 24-hour McDonald's, but then they always did like a shift over at 4:30 in the morning. Yeah. So Jax would roll and be like, I couldn't get any coffee because they were doing their shift over.
4 to 5 o'clock, their machines are down. And I'm like, every day. Can't
so
do anything.
23.5
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
There hasn't been an official announcement just yet, but the CNE is finally coming back next summer.
Funnel cakes, baby.
They're saying with large scale events and gatherings now allowed in Toronto, the CNE has been quietly selling tickets for next year. It's going to be running from August 19th to September the 5th. Tickets are $15 for general admission to the grounds, shows, and exhibits on any day of the CNE, plus a $2 service fee.
Well, that's cool. And you know what? Listen, it's always good to go into the CNE and realize that they've taken all your money after you left.
It's worth it, though. I love the CNE,
it's fun. Yeah. It's fun.
The food alone is just
it's
amazing.
It's unreal, yeah.
Season 2 hasn't even come out yet, and Carol Baskin is already suing Netflix over footage in the new season of Tiger King.
Oh, great.
She's suing the streaming service and the docuseries producers, demanding footage with her in the second season be taken out. It's according to TMZ. The suit alleges that scenes with Baskin show in the trailer are misrepresenting what really happened during filming. And she says she wants the court to force Netflix to erase any footage of her in the promo materials, teasers, and trailers. She claims later in the lawsuit that the show's reels are actually just unused film that didn't make it into the final cut of the original season 1.
Oh my God.
And she alleges that producers are recutting old footage to make it seem like she's giving new interviews. The new season, by the way, is due out on the 17th of November.
That's enough. The two of them. Yeah.
Yeah, nobody in that show is likable, eh?
No.
No,
it's awful.
All bad.
And you're supposed to like her the most, I guess, and she's still just very unlikable. Tropicana has created a special toothpaste that's orange juice friendly. You ever brushed your teeth and then drank orange juice?
Yeah!
And it tastes like a battery?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're working on that because we should. They said it offers, quote, maximum OJ flavor protection. Because it doesn't include sodium lauryl sulfate, which is the cleaning agent prevalent in toothpaste that contributes to a bitter aftertaste from brushing your teeth. when drinking orange juice. So they're launching some sort of like social media campaign where you enter to win, but they're saying it's real and it's, quote, amazing.
That's kind of funny. I'm surprised they didn't think of that sooner.
It makes me brushing your teeth and then drinking orange juice reminds me of Christmas for some reason. This is super weird. But
what?
In my family, my grandmother had a rule with all of her kids, and she had five, that they had to brush their teeth when they woke up, but also that they had to have a glass of orange juice because on Christmas Day, that she wanted to make sure they had something nutritious. And this is like in the 50s or whatever. And so it's just okay. Stuck with our family the entire way. So every Christmas I wake up, I'm like, all right, here we go.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just the tradition that our family
has. Why not switch the order? Do orange juice, then brush.
No.
It's gotta be that way.
No, it's tradition. Listen, it's the one part of the morning where you're like, this is unpleasant, but the rest of it's good.
So, deep into the memory box we went.
I know. Our grandparents. Different way of looking at that.
And then they're like, go outside and play lawn darts.
Yeah.
And throw giant metal poles at each other.
100%.
Yeah. That's what they did. Every day in the 1950s, they would drink orange juice, brush their teeth, and throw huge lawn darts at each other.
Can we play the song now?
Yeah, I guess.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Yesterday, Jessica Simpson shared a photo of herself on Instagram where she's unrecognizable. She has to tell you in the photo that it's her.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't look like her at all. And I don't know if you know this or not, but she is actually, you know, somebody who has struggled with alcoholism for a while. And in it, she looks puffy and unhealthy and not Jessica Simpson, not like herself. And she fully admits that. And it was so interesting because this is her, 4 years sober yesterday.
Yes.
And she said, I had so much self-discovery to unlock and explore. I knew this was at this very moment I would allow myself to take back the light, show victory over my internal battle of self-respect, and enter this brave new world with piercing clarity. Personally, to do this, I needed to stop drinking alcohol because it kept my mind and heart circling back in the same direction. And quite honestly, I was exhausted. And now, it's a poignant photo because everybody's gotten to that point in their life where they just do not feel like themselves. And whatever leads you there, what I loved about this was you can get back out of it.
Exactly.
No matter how lost you feel like you are. And I also felt really good about it because I told Jax and TJ for years to read the Jessica Simpson book because it was super good.
Okay, you're right.
No,
you're
right.
You have a good point. You have a good point.
TJ's not coming around.
It's not that I didn't think she had a lot of depth, but I didn't know that she had the story that she does. And
she's
that
got
is,
an incredible story.
That is completely on me.
Yo, okay. And
doesn't
also,
mean she should put it in the book.
It does. It's so good. Yeah. And here's the thing. Yesterday, she also announced plans to buy back part of her brand for $65 million. Because I don't know if you know this or not, but Jessica Simpson's name is worth over $1 billion.
She's incredibly successful.
Her shoes and her makeup and all the other things that she's put out.
Oh, wow.
Way surpasses whatever she did in music and acting and that sort of thing. So honestly, she's a success story.
Yeah.
Because like, here's the thing. Everybody viewed her as like the third person after Britney and Christina, right? And when she was auditioning for the Mickey Mouse Club, she just missed out because two women beat her. Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
And then when she became a pop star, she didn't quite have those number one hits the same way that Britney and Christina had them. But she went out and she did her own thing and obviously has had her struggles. But I'm telling you, that Jessica Simpson book is something else. And she talks about this in it.
Name a chapter in the book that we should read.
All of the book.
No, sobriety, chapter to sell me.
Well, the sobriety one's interesting. Yeah. She used to have what she called a glitter cup.
Okay.
And essentially it's like, you know, and I think a lot of people in her position can relate to this, where they have something where they constantly got it filled with booze.
Yeah. Mm.
And so it was either, I believe for her, it was white wine or vodka. And vodka doesn't have a smell, right? So there's a lot of people that will use that. And then that part's very interesting because of how she was kind of handling her day-to-day life. And then there's actually the moment where she talks about when she said, I'm getting sober.
Yeah.
So that's
trying to keep her life manageable. Yeah. Like that's hard.
The other stuff that I really liked, and this is the juicier stuff, and I'll fully admit to this, is that her, the conversations about who she dated. So John Mayer, Justin Timberlake. Yeah. I'll tell you the Justin Timberlake story. So
Remember that in the Mickey Mouse Club, Ryan Gosling, Justin Timberlake, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, they were all in it. And Jessica was at the auditions and they knew Jessica, right? So I guess her and Justin Timberlake at one point went on a date and he kissed her. And then he stopped. And this, I don't know how you're going to feel about JT after this. He said, hang on. I got to text Gosling. And she's like, why? And he's like, well, we had a bet when we were teenagers about who would get to kiss you first. And so he's like, I just want to tell him.
The shine just keeps coming off of Justin Timberlake.
I am shocked to hear that Justin Timberlake said something kind of not nice.
So there's that one. There's more, like John Mayer, all that stuff. Yeah. It's wild.
John Mayer has been hiding in plain sight for years.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Engagement ring shopping. Does that take the fun out of the proposal?
No.
Well, how would you know?
Are you going engagement ring shopping? I'm just assuming.
Oh, I found something out about Jax.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. What about you, TJ?
I would assume it would take the fun out of it.
Would you assume? Yes. Or would you know?
I would assume.
Mm. Let's bring on Sam East from our midday afternoon show. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam.
Hello. Hi. How's it going?
Good. So, Sam, you emailed us about this. And you kind of wanted to throw it out to the listeners because I think this is kind of an interesting question because the whole thing was that the person doing the proposing was supposed to go out, surprise you with the ring, and shock you with the engagement. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times people don't do that now. So explain your story, Sam.
Okay, well, before I go into talking a little bit of smack about him, I will say Chris is wonderful. He's a wonderful partner. However, for whatever reason, this area of our relationship has moved at a snail's pace.
How long have you been together?
6 years.
6 years.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's a lot of time.
Okay.
It's a lot of time. So now it's at the point where it's like a running joke among our family and friends. When are you guys going to get engaged? So we've been talking about it a lot more, which is great. We decide to go ring browsing over the weekend.
Okay.
And it's fun. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I'm right in there in the thick of it asking all the questions about cut and clarity and setting and all the things. And I'm very grateful that we're, you know, growing together as a couple and all that. But the ring browsing process, like you said, it's deviating from all the things you see growing up in movies and stuff where it's completely caught off guard and swept off your feet and you have zero clue that you're getting proposed to, right? And I know that's not totally realistic, but it does take some of the romance out of it, right?
I completely agree with Sam. It absolutely takes the romance out
of
it. Yeah, I understand. Like, you have to know what you're going in for. Like, I think by the third day that Val and I were dating, I knew the exact type of ring I have to get her.
What? So she told
you. Did you
actually? She told
you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, okay.
Wait a second. Really?
Yeah, I have a note written in my notepads in my phone.
Can you read it out?
No, of course not.
But that's not going. That's not going in blindly. Like, you know what she wants. So you're not just surprising her.
But I would not want to bring her to whatever store I go to so she could help pick it out because then she knows it's coming. I want to just surprise her. So what my intention is to like start a bunch of arguments with her for like 2-3 weeks before.
That's not healthy. No.
Then surprise her with it.
Sounds a bit toxic.
Save the relationship with an engagement.
Or is it romantic?
I've done the same thing. Like, I've gone into a ring store and I didn't find it odd. I found it kind of like productive together, and it was kind of like a bonding experience. I think that's a good idea.
Hold on, I want to ask you this, Sam, because here's what it comes down to me. But hit us up 999-999 with this one, Sam. What do you want? It sounds like you want to be swept off your feet.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I love the romance, guys. Yeah. Come on, I want the romance, but I'm also practical in the sense that a couple of times Chris has thrown some curveballs.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Where I'm like, do you even know me, bro?
Yeah.
What's going on?
And by the way, Chris and Sam are an incredible couple. Chris is hysterically funny.
Oh, he's so funny.
He's the best.
But Sam, I have to ask you this:
mm-hmm.
If you were here's your would you rather?
Okay.
Would you rather be happy with the ring or swept off your feet?
Oh, Adam. Wild.
Because what if...
That's a good question.
What if he sweeps you off your feet, does the incredible dinner... Let's say it's like Blue Bloods at Casa Loma, and there's that beautiful view in the back of the entire city.
Take the picture.
And you look at the ring, and you're like, well, that's disappointing.
Yeah.
Well, that's hideous. You know what? At the end of the day, because I've heard stories that went that way, where the proposal was so thoughtful, but the ring was like, do you know me?
Yeah.
And I think maybe in the moment, I might be like... But overall, big picture, I would be grateful and happy for it.
I said that too in theory.
Hit us up with your story. How did it work for you? Did you go to the store? Did it work?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Engagement ring shopping. Does it take the romance out of things? Sam, who does our midday afternoon show here at Virgin Radio, is, I guess, was out with her boyfriend of 6 years, Chris, and was asking this question of us because, and we thought, like, let's get on the air with this.
Yeah.
So, Mia, go ahead with your story.
So, I told my husband what I wanted, and I'm really glad because he tried to surprise me.
Yeah.
But it backfired because he was in Portugal, and I got a call from the visa department for fraud, possible fraud, because he was trying to make a really large purchase.
No! Yeah.
It turned out to be a ring that I would never in a million years wear.
Oh.
So I called him in Portugal. He's completely drunk, and I'm saying, did you try and buy the ring? He goes, yeah. I'm like, what kind was it? And he described it. I'm like, are you kidding me? That's horrible. And, you know, I love the man, but I also want to be happy with him.
That's the thing.
Well, you have to wear it for the rest of your life, right?
Exactly. You do have to wear it for the rest of your life. And that's the thing. Is like, do you want, and this is what I said last break to Sam, right, Sam? It was like, do you want to be swept off your feet?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you want to wear a ring that maybe you're not totally happy with?
And then you have to stare at it for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life.
But there's an in-between. You can just drop little hints.
Or you just take it back.
That's what we were getting a lot of.
30-day return policy.
Yeah, people were saying like, oh, I leave my computer screen up with what I like.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I'm not that smooth. I'm just not.
Val will send me pictures on Instagram. She'll share them. She'll be like, what a beautiful ring my friend got.
Really?
That's smart.
That's smart.
We got a text from Samantha in the 905. My fiance straight up asked me like 6 months into our relationship what kind of ring I'd want, blah blah blah. I told him where to buy. They wrote blah blah blah. Not me, by the way. Where to buy it? So this made me sound rude. Where to buy it so he could save money and not overpay. I told him the shape and style that I wanted, and I kind of left it at that. And I was completely surprised and blown away by his proposal, and he did it on the perfect ring.
Aww, that's
really nice.
I like that.
Okay. The subtle thing.
Chris needs some guidance in this department.
Does he?
Design is not his thing.
So as much as I want to be swept off my feet and I want the romance, I also know that after 6 years, I need to do more than just drop a hint. I need to put it right out there.
Last text here from Taylor in the 289. I went to the store with my now husband and he still proposed with the complete opposite ring that I ever wanted. God bless him, but it's the thought that counts.
Okay, Sam, here's my serious question here.
Okay.
You guys did ring shopping and you know, all that. But it's been 6 years. People are making fun of you. Your family's calling you guys out on it. Mm-hmm. How confident are you that this gets done in the next 3 months?
Oh, God. Oh. I just got nervous. I mean, probably, right?
Yeah.
At this point, the seed has been planted.
Yeah. What about in the next 2 months?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
He doesn't have the urgency.
What about in the next 20 seconds, Chris?
No, because he's still asleep.
I forgot they live together.
Hey, Sam, thanks so much for being on.
Thank you, guys.
Love you.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex.
Yeah.
Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the Movie Lovers monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Adele's new album 30 comes out on November 19th, and yesterday she revealed the track list. On it is a song everyone is excited for called I Drink Wine.
Atta girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, like all those signs that you see in HomeSense that talk about how it's 1 o'clock, or, you know, that sign that says it's time for, and one side says coffee, and then during the evening time you flip it to say wine.
I don't think I've seen that.
I've never seen that. No.
Yeah, me either. Definitely don't.
Doesn't own it.
Don't own it, that's for sure. The album features 15 songs, and it looks like it has a feature from Chris Stapleton. The song titles are short and sweet. There's My Little Love, Oh My God, Can I Get It?
Hey.
And I Drink Wine is one we're all really pumped for.
Can I?
You could. The top 10 mood boosters throughout the day. So a new survey found that the average person needs 3 boosts to just get them through a day. The first time you're going to need one is 9:12 in the morning, and the hardest one is at 1:18 in the afternoon, sometime after lunch. Let's see, here's the top 5 things to help you just boost your mood. Get some fresh air, have a cup of coffee,
yay,
go out for a walk, catch some sun, or get some good news. I like how 3 of those in the top 5 were essentially stand outside.
Very weather dependent. Mm-hmm. This
yeah, it's not for Canadians, I don't
no.
think. It's cold.
Yeah, definitely cold. Not. We're getting a new Garfield movie, and you're going to hate who's voicing Garfield. It's Chris Pratt, who the internet has absolutely turned on within the last year.
Isn't he doing Mario as well?
He's doing Mario, yes. What? Yeah,
no, I know. You know what he needs is more jobs.
Yeah, here's a bad movie idea. Let's sign Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
He was funny once. Obviously, Bill Murray was the last person to voice for the legendary lasagna-eating cat. It sounds like it's going to be... the Mario movie's coming out in December of 2022. It sounds like the Garfield movie's probably a ways away because they're just announcing cast now. So they haven't even started.
Good.
Well, that's a shame.
Congratulations, Chris
Pratt. I do have to... if you have... I say this every once in a while on the show, and I just think it's so important. Mm. If you have what you think is a great idea,
yes,
I want you to understand that The Masked Singer was once somebody's idea.
That's true.
And somebody called them crazy, and look at how popular that show is.
That's true.
Think about Squid Game.
Yeah.
Think about that guy.
And it was
guy.
Turned down for like a decade.
It was. More than a decade.
Yeah. When The Hunger Games were popular, he's like, hey, here's an even higher stakes version of Hunger Games. And they're like, I don't see it.
So somebody got Garfield passed, okay? I want you to know that you can do it.
Follow your dreams.
Yes, do it. Yeah. Go after it, okay? That's all.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Everybody, welcome Olivia to the show.
Yay! Olivia.
Should we round of applause? Do we need to be doing that?
Well, it's better to be like, hi, Olivia.
Yeah, okay. All right. Olivia, listen, we're so happy to have you here. What's going on? Tell us about this guy, Dan.
Hi. I just really want to get to the bottom of all this. Like, I'm really annoyed that I cannot get in touch with Dan, and I was hoping you'd find a way. Like, I'm starting to look for something serious in my life right now, and I think he has potential.
He has potential.
Sounds like a businesswoman.
Tell us how you met Dan and why you think he has potential.
Okay, well, we met on an app that I will not name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, we had a great date. Like, I did nothing wrong here. Like, we went out 2 weekends ago. You know, we agreed that he would take me out last Saturday. And I don't, you know, like, I have to be honest. Like, I present myself very well. And he picks me up. We go to a restaurant at Yorkdale. He seems to really enjoy himself, like, but I haven't heard from him in a week. And I think that doesn't make sense. I'm just like, frankly, I'm shocked.
You're either really confident, which I respect, or you're delusional. Like, something bad happened.
Okay.
No, it's
all
honestly,
right.
honestly, but like, something all bad may have
right.
happened. No, like,
delusional.
Not, I'm just saying.
Okay, all right. We don't think that.
No.
Well, I admire confidence. We need to have confidence.
I think she's confident. That's
good
what I'm
for
saying.
You, Olivia. Now. Don't listen to Jax.
I'll be honest. I'm pretty sure he was impressed with how I look. Like,
okay,
I could tell.
Good.
He could not stop staring at me.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're on a one-on-one date, so I guess you got to look somewhere.
You know? TJ.
Stop it, TJ.
I'm just kidding.
All right, right. Now, Olivia, so you know how this works, right? We call him. You're listening on the phone. And then, of course, you get to hear his answer. We're going to do that next. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you haven't met Olivia, I like Olivia's confidence.
Yep, no.
Olivia's confidence is great. She's like, listen, this guy Dan picked me up, took me out, and I looked hot, and he couldn't look away, and now I haven't heard from him. Is that right, Olivia?
Yes, and to be honest, he also mentioned on the date that we should do that... We should do this again sometime.
Okay.
So
like, why am I not supposed to take that seriously? Like,
no.
Why do you guys sometimes say that there's going to be a second date and then you don't hear from them again?
You also know what you want. You're looking for something serious, so you're following up. I respect that. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, Olivia. So here's the deal. We're going to call Dan now. You are going to be listening in without Dan knowing you're on the phone. The problem here is that the answers can be a little unfiltered and a little harsh. Are you sure that you would like to go forward with this? Because, again, it could be a real hit to the ego.
I can handle it.
Okay.
She's good.
Let's make the call to Dan.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dan?
Yeah, speaking.
Dan, Adam Wilde, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
I've also got TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hello.
I love how Dan pretended that he knew who I was.
Yeah.
Dan,
oh, it's Adam.
Buddy Adam.
Yeah.
Dan, we're from a station called Virgin Radio, so it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, what's up, you guys?
Well, not too much.
He's like really green lighting this conversation.
Yeah.
Dan, we do have something to ask.
Yeah.
Am I the third caller?
You're not.
Dan's so nice. I like him.
Okay, Dan. So we want to ask you about a date that you went on because we know your dating history.
Okay.
We know everything about you.
And we know that you went out with somebody named Olivia.
Okay,
and you said, quote, we should do this again. And then you didn't do this again. And I believe that is at your feet, sir. You ghosted her. And we were just being super nosy and wondering why.
Okay. Olivia. Yeah, I can explain this. So Olivia, she's a beautiful, beautiful lady. She, right from the beginning, it was clear she knew exactly what she wanted. But like, what became more obvious as the date went on was that it was not me.
What do you mean?
So like, I pick Olivia up and she gets in my car and immediately she's like, do you have another car? Is this your only car? I'm like, you know, it does the job, gets you to point A to B, and I kind of tried to laugh it off, but she's just like staring at me. Like,
could she have been joking? Like, is she just dry?
I mean, at that point, I was kind of willing to play it off, but then we drive off, we go to the restaurant. I picked a restaurant. We get there, and again, immediately she's like, did you pick this place at random? Do you know any good restaurants?
No.
I'm like, this is my favorite Greek place. I wanted to show it to you, but not for her, you know?
That's harsh. Yeah. That is harsh.
Well, Spanakopita is not for
her. We're eating, and she's like, what do you do for work? And I'm like, okay, well, let's get to know each other, sure. And I start telling her about my work and what I do, and immediately she's like, is that your plans forever? Are you up for a promotion anytime soon?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I like where I work. What's wrong with it?
It's like having a date with your mom and kinda... they're super critical over everything.
Yeah.
Why aren't you married? I don't know.
And then it just like, we really didn't have a lot to talk about after that.
That sounds like it didn't go well.
I mean, like I said, she's beautiful, but like there was just nothing there.
Yeah.
Like she clearly didn't like me. She didn't like anything about me. If I was wearing, if I was the same guy, different clothes, different car, different job, I think she might have been interested, but like me personally did not like
her. Then why ask her for a second date? Then why say that you were interested?
Okay, so, you know, frankly, out of my league. So like, how am I supposed to tell this girl like, no, I didn't know what to say. So I just said, yeah, I'll give you a call. I'll get in touch with you. We'll go out again. And I was hoping she would just forget about it, honestly.
Wow, that's such a Jax move. I can't even.
Yeah.
It's hard to say no sometimes.
You're a liar then. You are just a liar. I got it. You know, and I was only asking all those questions to help you strive for better, but I guess that was a waste of my time.
Hey, Olivia.
So, Olivia is on the phone and heard everything you said.
Yeah, I'm sorry I never called you back. You're right. I should have been straight up with you. I'm not interested. I messed up, but yeah, it's on me. I'm not interested. Sorry.
No worries. You weren't really my type anyways.
You know, it sounds like there's a little bit of worries there.
Okay, so fair to say no second date, right?
Oh,
absolutely.
I mean,
don't even try to call me.
Oh,
absolutely not. You could totally delete me. I don't care.
Yikes.
Oh.
No, I could tell you were over me by the way you had a radio station call. So yeah, okay. No second date.
Patty!
So
yes.
Sometimes ghosts are cute too when they don't work out because you're like, oh, these two people don't deserve each other.
Wow.
This is great.
Okay. You know what I feel like? I feel like we're at breakfast with the couple that's about to break up.
Oh yeah.
So listen, we wish you both the best. Thank you so much. And probably best that you go your separate ways.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let's talk about Justin Timberlake for a minute.
Oh, good.
The reason I want to talk about Justin Timberlake is that it matters that his reputation has taken a bit of a hit lately.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it matters is because of why. What happened to Justin Timberlake? He was... picture perfect guy. Everybody loved Justin Timberlake. Great music. Mm-hmm. Seems like a lot of fun. Boy, can he dance. Damn, he's so charming and good looking.
For decades. Like, he had a long run with
him. Long run.
His ramen-like hair.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know,
a seemingly perfect marriage to Jessica Biel until he was caught holding hands with his co-star.
And then didn't really apologize?
And then he was like, hey, yeah, I love my wife. Anyway, besides that, there was the mid-pandemic New York Times Britney Spears documentary that came out. And he's in it for all of 20 seconds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a radio interview, and he's talking about, frankly, taking her virginity in.
Yes.
And, you know, the way that she, it plays into a bigger piece of how she was portrayed in the media at the time.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because, you know, watching it as a radio host, I was like,
oof. Yeah.
People could say that?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Oh, my God. You can't say that now.
No.
You can't do that now, which is good. It's called growth. Now, JT apologized to Britney after that. But in that same apology, he used it as an opportunity to apologize to somebody else. Do you remember who that person was?
Janet Jackson.
Why? Because of the Super Bowl where he ripped her shirt off.
Yeah.
And it was super not okay.
Well, they had planned this.
Yeah.
That was the thing. He, you know, have you naked by the end of the song was the line, right? And he ripped it off and she had a nipple cover on, but oh my God, it's a boob.
Nipplegate.
No one's ever seen one before. And they had, I guess whatever broadcast was running it had just an enormous amount of complaints.
Yes.
And if you look at the amount, the Super Bowl entertainers after that, for the next like 5 years, old, white.
Yep.
That's literally, that was true. Their strategy.
They went really safe and
they
conservative
did.
With it.
Super safe and conservative because they were worried that, oh my God, somebody
the
might
Eagles,
have a boob.
And the Eagles. Yeah. And the Eagles.
The Rolling Stones and Bruce Springsteen, you know, like whatever, which is fine, good. But like, you don't need to completely ignore a whole type of music. So this whole event itself was an enormous pop culture event. Mm-hmm. And so the same people that did the Britney Spears documentary that broke last year are now doing a Janet Jackson documentary.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
And here's the thing. If I am Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I'm scared.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Or are you like, well, I can't get much worse than the court of public opinion on me.
He's already apologized.
Yeah,
but he apologized in his Britney Spears apology.
Wasn't
people are like,
apology.
You can't just double apologize.
Yeah, using a blanket apology is not actually an apology. Can we be clear on that? Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you guys this, because this is due out in the next like 6 months.
Yeah.
My question to you is, what are the chances we see a Justin Timberlake apology again? Give it like a percentage out of 100.
Oh, 100%.
You think 100% he's going to apologize?
Yeah, but I also think it might get lost because I feel like there's going to be a lot of people, much like with the Britney Spears documentary, where you have to look internally and be like, ooh, I was making any appropriate jokes at that time, or there was a lot of media people giving Janet Jackson the hard time, and like to put it lightly. So I think that it might get lost in everybody having a communal apology rather than
Janet.
Yeah.
We wrecked your career.
Yeah,
and you were fantastic, and why did we do that?
Ugh.
Okay. All
That's
right.
My theory.
Yeah, it'll come, but will it be genuine? I'm not quite sure.
So then my next question to that is,
Man Up the Woods 2, is that what you're about?
No. That was so bad. Question for you on the next one. Is Justin Timberlake ever going to be able to return to the type of celebrity popularity, selling out concerts
the way
he did? Is that over?
That is, yeah.
Is that actually over?
His music hasn't been good in 20 years. Can we stop pretending like Suit and Tie was good?
It was a terrible song.
No, the album. The album was terrible.
Mirrors was good.
Mirrors was not good.
Wow, you didn't like Mirrors?
No,
Mirrors
was a terrible
Future
song.
Sex Love Sounds.
No.
Yeah.
What?
You didn't like Future Sex. You didn't like
Which
Sexy Back?
Oh, Sexy Back. Yeah. Well, anything past 2010 is 20 years.
Okay. All right.
Since like 2006, he hasn't been good.
TJ coming in to make us feel old. All right. So I just wanted to ask that question because I think if I'm him, I'm marking down on the calendar as this is going to be a bad day.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The CNE is coming back next summer.
Yay. Great news.
It is great news. There's no official announcement, but large-scale events and gatherings are allowed in Toronto again. The CNE has been quietly selling tickets for next year, scheduled from August 19th to September the 5th. Season 2 hasn't even come out yet, and Carol Baskin is already suing Netflix over footage in the new season of Tiger King. She's suing the docuseries producers, demanding footage with her in the second season be taken out. This is according to TMZ. The suit alleges that scenes with Baskin shown in the latest trailer are misrepresenting to what actually happened during filming. Mm. She's even saying that Her lawsuit says that the show's reels are actually just unused film that didn't make it into the final cut of the original series. So she's saying that the producers are recutting old footage to make it seem like she's giving new interviews.
Which she's not, right?
No. Well, that's what she's saying. So who really knows? The new season is out on the 17th of November.
I gotta say, they must just have like a Carol Baskin fund at Netflix for fighting her lawsuit. Because she
loves
to sue them. Litigious.
Yes.
And I wonder if they're like, well, if we release it, we're going to make a pile of money anyway, yeah, and we can pay for the legal bills.
It's wild because on that show of villains, she is supposed to be the likable villain.
Yeah.
And even so, yeah, she has some pretty aggressive allegations against her.
It's
so
pretty rough.
All this to say, can't wait for season two.
Yes.
Tropicana, the orange juice company, has now created a special toothpaste that's orange juice friendly. You know when you brush your teeth and then drink orange juice and your mouth starts vibrating like you just ate a battery?
Yeah.
They say that this new stuff offers maximum OJ flavor protection because it does not include sodium lauryl sulfate, which is the cleaning agent prevalent in toothpaste that contributes to the bitter aftertaste from brushing your teeth. So they're launching some kind of social media campaign where you can enter for a chance to win some. You can't buy it in stores, at least not yet. And they claim it's not a stunt and that the toothpaste is real and it's, quote, amazing.
I'll believe it when I see it. I always thought the minty thing, too, threw it off, right? Because you don't want minty orange juice. So what's the toothpaste flavor like?
Honestly, most toothpaste make most beverages and meals horrible.
Yeah.
Apples are bad, yeah, after.
Oh, terrible.
Yep. Coffee. Actually, coffee's not bad,
but it's not great.
You ever had a beer after brushing your teeth?
I never have.
Me either.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hello, Rob.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Welcome to our game.
Sports Questions with Jax.
So, Rob's amped. I love this.
Rob loved the song. That's why.
Now, Rob, here's the deal. TJ is going to ask Jax three different sports questions. And for Toronto Maple Leafs tickets for tonight, you're going to have to guess whether or not she'll be able to get each and every question correct. If you get two right out of three, you win. So, TJ, ask Jax your first question. Jax, do not answer. We're going to ask Rob if he thinks you can get it. Go ahead, TJ.
Jax, tonight, the Toronto Maple Leafs are taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. The question is, have the Vegas Golden Knights ever won a Stanley Cup?
Now, Rob, do you think Jax will know the answer to this?
I think she will.
They have not because they're kind of newer.
Oh!
Look at that!
Wow! Puck Bunny!
All right. Now you got two more to go. You got to get one of the next two, Rob, to win. Okay?
Okay. We got it,
Rob. Yeah, baby.
Confidence. All right, Jax. The last game the Toronto Maple Leafs played was on Saturday night against the Red Wings of Detroit. Who won the game?
I think she'll get it.
Who won?
Who won the game, Jax?
The Leafs won.
And but they did.
I only know that because the guys would have been in a much worse mood on Monday.
Rob, congratulations!
Yay! Thanks, guys.
Oh, God.
Enjoy the Leafs game tonight, buddy.
Thank you so much.
And you got to go with Jax.
Yeah.
And you got to pay for everything.
Yeah, you got to drive me.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever gotten a post-event, I guess it's an ultimatum? So, like, the reason I'm asking this question is it's based on something Jax told us. Now, Jax, are you a Halloween person by trade?
No.
Okay, so it's not your thing. Me neither.
No, I don't love it.
But thankfully, I'm dating somebody who doesn't also love Halloween. But, you know, I've got a kid. See, you can have fun with kids on Halloween, but I'm not, like, going to be like, well, I'm going to be at the club spending $40 on cover and dressing up and whatever. And I think it's important that your Halloweens match up.
Yeah.
But you were informed that your relationship cannot continue if you do not convert.
It is jeopardized, guys. I'm in trouble. Rocky waters. My girlfriend Michelle, this is our second Halloween together. And obviously last year was completely different. So we didn't have anywhere to go or anybody to see, really. So we just like hung out. But this year, like we went to a couple parties for Halloween. And I love dressing up in costumes. However, the only day I don't like doing it is Halloween. And Michelle quickly found out that I don't like Halloween. I don't like it. And she was okay about it. Until yesterday, when she told me, you better get it together by next year or we can't continue.
So what? what prompted this conversation?
Sexy. Because she wants to do couples costumes. She wants to like decorate the house. She wants to like do all like Halloween baking.
Fun stuff, you mean?
Yeah. Well, no, it's spooky. It's too spooky for me. And I don't want to partake in that devil's behavior. That's what I don't want to do.
So what do you do because your partner does it that you wouldn't normally do?
When I met Val, I walked 40 to 50 steps a day.
That is true.
And
that
I've been with Val coming up on 2 years. And now so many steps a day.
Do you?
Honestly, like 15 to 20,000 steps a day. Because she comes from a family and they go out for this is going to sound like I'm joking. I'm not. Yeah. Like 2 or 3 hour long walks a day.
Yeah.
So when we go to Peterborough to visit her parents, like it's like training for a full marathon. Before you go, like,
what do you do?
What do I do?
Where do they walk?
I eat energy bars and I pray. No, they just like walk around the neighborhood. They walk the dog a lot. So since I started dating Val, I realized an ultimatum was I need to learn how to like walking. And now I really do because it's nice for us to just unwind and spend time together. It's fun.
Yeah.
But it was an adjustment. And I got shin splints a lot. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The old
yeah.
twigs were sore.
We
used to make fun of TJ for never leaving the house. And now we know he does.
That's all I do. I'm never in my house.
Yeah.
Because I'm always walking.
I had to become a cat person.
Oh, yeah, because you hated cats. I'm going to say you hated cats.
Hated cats.
And now you have the most beautiful cat ever.
Yeah, he's a rag doll named Teddy.
Yeah.
And he is extremely demanding.
Yeah.
And I'm like again, I'm partially allergic to him.
Yeah.
But they're like one of the more hypoallergenic cats, so I'm able to get by on this. And the thing is with Teddy is that he's not really loyal. It's more if this person seems free, yes, like if they're open, yes, if the yeah. lap is open.
A user.
If your yeah. hands are yeah. not otherwise engaged, I'm coming over yeah. to you. Yeah. So in the morning, if I want to eat, I like to eat a little breakfast and watch a little Sports Center on TSN before I come in so I can just kind of veg, right?
Yeah.
And Teddy gets up at 4 o'clock with me,
yeah.
comes downstairs, 2 flights of stairs,
yeah.
and attempts to sit in my lap. So I now have to crouch forward over my knees so that he won't rub his white fur all over me.
Really?
And I won't be allergic to myself all day.
Yeah.
This is what my life has become.
That sounds like a good wake up call.
It sure is. Yeah.
Oh, this animal loves me unconditionally.
Oh. No.
Help, I'm wanted.
There is no love. I'm merely being used for my body. 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999. You had to accept something that you swore you would never accept. Because your partner said, listen, if you don't do it, it's not gonna work. What was it? 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text with Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Look at you accepting things that you said you would never accept because you love someone. Jax has to accept Halloween, has to become Halloween, has to become Halloween's number one fan,
their Halloween
best friend.
Yeah, Halloween person. It's too spooky, but I'll do it because I love Michelle.
Because Michelle said, get it together.
Yeah, like literally.
Or I'm gone.
TJ has embraced walking.
Yeah.
And not walking a little, walking a lot.
You guys I walk a lot. I'm a full athletic person now.
And I was a noted cat hater, and now I live with one. It's great. Actually, he's pretty cute.
Oh, how the good crumble head.
Yeah. What are the texts? 999-999.
I got some good ones. This one from Jill in the 705. I said I would never date a gamer. And then during COVID, my girlfriend bought the PS4. And now I know far too much about a game I have never played and never will play.
Fair. It's hard.
Another text from the 905. One thing I said I'd never accept was dating someone with kids.
Oh.
I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years and he has 3 kids.
Hey, that's fair. It's the person, right?
Irfan in the 647, eating broccoli and asparagus. It was hell for me, but my wife made me eat them. Now I've developed a taste for them, but in my mind, I still hate them.
Wow.
A rebel.
I guess she's like, hey, I'd like you to live.
Yeah.
He's like, at heart, I'm still a bad boy, though.
Yeah. I can't broccoli this year.
Katie said, board games. His family loves them. I wouldn't go as far as saying I hate them, but there's definitely a dislike. They like to bend the rules a lot. Like, so much so that even if something is clearly implied because it didn't stay exactly the way they can get away with it. I'm a huge rules person. Sorry, it kind of jumbles up there. I hate when the board games are brought out, but I love my man so much, I just play them and just make sure I always have a drink in my hand.
Can I give a PSA to people who don't like board games? Just try. They're fun. I've run into it. I don't get
Which board games?
I'm talking Scrabble.
Okay.
I'm talking Pictionary. I'm talking maybe even categories on
Scrabble,
a Friday night.
Yahtzee? Scrabble at best is slightly disappointing.
No, it's not. It's fun.
I have become since dating Natalie is a card person. I had to learn how to play euchre.
Yes.
Never learned how to play euchre.
It is fun. Cards is fun.
That is fun. Yes. Way more fun than board games.
Gin's good.
Yeah, gin Yahtzee's Rami, baby.
Good. Val's family, we're a board game family. My family was not, so I've had to learn. And like we play a lot of Wizard at our cottage.
What's Wizard?
It's intense. And like you can kind of team up against people and like ruin their night. And I say that because I'm the only one at the table who's really competitive. So it ruins my night sometimes.
So I always get paired with Nat's dad. So I'm trying hard not to let him down as he's teaching me the games, and I'm bad at math. So it's euchre's hard. But one time I got paired with Natalie, and of course we got killed because I was terrible.
Yeah.
And she TJ'd a little bit.
Did she?
She was
just like, I'm not really sure why you made the move. You know, it's the highest offsuit card. That's what you lead with. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's like looking in the mirror. Do you find, though, that there's no better feeling on earth than when you win a game around your partner's family?
No.
I will let you know when I win.
I've won a couple games of stuff, and I walk around with such an arrogance after. Like, yeah, I can provide.
Wow.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Adele's new album, 30, comes out on November 19th, which is a couple Fridays from now. She released the track list for it yesterday, and people are really excited. Of the 15 songs, there is a song on it called I Drink Wine.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's going to be my favorite song. Yeah. You know when you listen to that?
What do you do?
When you're drinking wine.
Oh, that's crazy.
Other songs in the album are called My Little Love, Oh My God, and Can I Get It?
Yeah, you can.
Probably
can.
Thank you. Thank you. A new survey.
What? It's the last trending of the day. What do you expect from us?
Well, it's just like she's celebrating her new album. TJ, it sounds so creepy about the track list.
Have you heard my voice? It doesn't matter what I'm talking about. It's going to inherently sound creepy.
When you say like sexy things.
Yeah.
No, let's not do this.
So do you want me to pretend like I'm trying to
it sounds like you're selling
put out the vibe
car.
To you?
But look at Jax in the eyes while you're doing
I'm doing this.
Hey, really liking your vest today. Be a shame if it were on my floor.
TJ.
How was that?
I like that. Jax has got her maitre d' look today.
Yeah, I look like a waiter.
Hey, she's got a parking
server.
Car.
Yeah. Come on.
Thanks, TJ. That made me a little gayer. I appreciate that.
I'm just glad I could help. I'm always an ally. A new survey just found the average person needs 3 boosts to get them through an average day. I think Jax is going to need at least one more now.
Yeah.
They say you need your first pick-me-up already by about 9:12 in the morning. The most aggressive one apparently is at 1:18 in the afternoon. You want to hear the top 5 things that suggest for boosting your mood, according to the survey?
Mm.
Number 5, getting some fresh air. Number 4, drinking some coffee. Number 3, going for a walk. Number 2, catching some sun. And number 1, getting some good news. So 3 of those top 5 things are, hey, go outside for a minute.
Just leave your computer.
Say, hope for things to get better. Like, that's all it is.
Yeah, getting some good news as though that's just something that you can catch these days.
Hey, speaking of good news, Chris Pratt is going to be the new voice of Garfield.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. That's what Chris Pratt needs, more opportunities.
Stop
it's been a good trending for me.
Yeah, it is.
The last person to voice Garfield, the lasagna-loving cat, was Bill Murray, so he's got some big shoes to fill. It's also kind of like a weird couple weeks, because remember when it was revealed that Chris Pratt was going to be the voice of Super Mario?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. The Mario movie is coming out in December of 2022. Despite nobody asking for it, and no word yet on when the Garfield movie is coming out. But if they're just announcing cast now, it's probably going to be some time.
I'm glad he's getting work.
I said this earlier, and I really want to reinforce this point. Yeah. If you have an idea that you believe in, follow through on it. Because somebody got the Garfield movie passed. Somebody pitched that. A major network movie studio picked it up, and they said, we're going to spend a bunch of money on Chris Pratt for it. And no offense to Chris Pratt. It's not like I'm not taking shots at Chris Pratt.
Maybe a little bit.
Your idea is probably better than the Garfield movie, so go after it, okay? That's my inspiration for you today. Go after it.
And that's what's trending.
Yeah.
I'm TJ. Yeah. TJ. No, all together. I'm TJ.
Thank you. Ciao. Okay. All right. We're out, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Get us out of here.
Shannon Burns is up next. She's got a keyword for you at 10 o'clock. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.